Hi, this is Adam Carver recording this audio boo on Monday the 23rd of January 2012. And this morning I was reading through the book of Job. Well, not all of it, but reading bits of it. And Job's a really interesting book. It is a book that is one of the oldest books in the Old Testament. And it's basically about this guy called Job who was very rich, very wealthy. And for whatever reason, God allows him to lose everything. He loses all his herds, all his cattle, all his possessions. He loses his sons and daughters. They all die. He's covered in boils from head to foot. He loses his health. And the bulk of the book is basically his friends trying to talk to him, to explain to him and help him through this time. And other than the severity of the situation, I suppose it speaks very much into our lives today. There are always things that we have gone through, things that we have lost, things that we look back on and wish were different. And many of us have friends. Hopefully we have proper, true friends, but many of us have people anyway who speak into us and try and help us and see us through. But there's an interesting part in Job 22 where one of Job's friends called Eliphaz speaks to him and tells him to repent and prosper. He says, look, if you just say sorry to God, if you just remember who he is, if you get to know God a bit more, spend a bit more time with him, if you go back to him, get rid of the sin in your life, then everything will be better. You'll get your gold back, your silver back, it'll all get sorted out. And if you read the words of Job's friend Eliphaz in Job 22, 21 to 30, out of the context of the rest of the book, it would look like excellent advice, generally, biblically. That's great advice. Repent, say sorry, go back to God, get to know him more, spend some more time praying and being with him. It looks very good, it sounds very spiritual, it sounds very right. But as I was reading it, I was struck by how misguided the advice was. Because the issue is Job has not actually done anything wrong. He's not actually, his issues, his loss, is not to do with the fact that he's offended God or he's sinned in anywhere, he's not broken God's law in any way. He was a righteous and upright man, we're told at the beginning. So the issue is not that Job done anything wrong. The issue is that God, in the midst of it, is trying to teach him some things and show him some things and show Job and through Job show us the type of God that he actually is. But it got me thinking, how many people offer advice without actually understanding what the real issue is? How many of us are quick to offer solutions and answers without really understanding what the problem is? This was Eliphaz's issue. He thought he knew the right answer. And generally he had the right answer, but not in this situation. Because he'd not taken time to listen, he'd not taken time to understand what was actually going on. I wonder whether sometimes when we're talking with people or we see people in situations, we see them in ill health or we see them in a lack of provision for whatever it is that they need, that sometimes we are way too quick to jump to give our advice as to the reasons why without actually understanding what's going on in the first place. What are the reasons? What are the causes? Why are these people in the place they are in? And it's very easy to jump to judgments, to jump to conclusions, to jump to saying, well, this is why and this is what you've got to do to get out of it. There are many, many people in this world who are able to tell us what we should do to change our circumstances. But the best people, the best friends, the friends that Job didn't have, are those who are willing to listen first and speak later. The best friends are those who are willing to look at a situation and wonder whether this might be something they've never come across before. They are not arrogant enough to assume that they already know the issues and the problems. They are not arrogant enough to assume they already know the answer to everything that's going on. Instead, they will take the time to listen, to see, and to come up with a solution that is unique for your situation, for your position. So what about you? Perhaps this week, as you meet people who have needs, who have issues, perhaps it might be wiser to just listen for a little while, rather than dive in with your answer that you think is right for them. I encourage you, don't be an Eliphaz. Don't just give the answer that seems right, that looks right. But take time, understand the issue, understand the problem, and bring a godly solution for that person at that time. Wisdom is doing the right thing at the right time with the right people. May you, in your dealings with others, operate in some of that wisdom this week. God bless.